because it's too important to suffer. Michti, Michti is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 lines from the top of the page. There are 14 lines down. The Rambam says there are 14 Yesoidos in Torah. All of the Kol Torah Kula can be divided into 14 Shirashim. You know that? 14 Shirashim. Number 14 is very important because on the 14th day of Nisan that we shech the Karban Pesach. Number 14 is very important, Daf Tzadivav 96, and today is day 87 in the Omer. 87 days from the beginning of Corona. Weiter. Umichti. Michti. Aha mechayev, aha mechayev. Fregt ihr mal, yechayev vahoyitza, yechayev vahachnasa. Memeel, a micro lechay av, a micro lechay toilada. Why does one call that one, why does one call toilada? The Gemara says, "In Afkamina, in Afkamina, the Yavich the Avos v'Hadiyadadi, Inamish the Toladas v'Hadiyadadi, Mechay v'Tarte." The Afkamina is that when it comes to an Av, if the person does two Avos, three Avos, person does the Malacha Boine and does the Malacha of Chorish. These guys or these kids over here, they're destroying the shul. Every second over here, there's another violent of act, criminal act. Why? Shimlo Meister is in the arena. Please close the door, please. Right, so therefore, why is one called now, one called now? That's the days. Why is one called now? So Rashi, so therefore, the person has two tongues, two others, I don't do two tongues, I don't have. So what is Allah leaving two? But let's say you do one av, but let's say be of it, tolod, didei, lo mechayv al chada. Okay, we have Yisrael, the person does an av and tolod. We do an av and a tolod, and tolod didei, an av and it's tolod, yil mechayv al chayv for one. What does Rashi say? What does the Halak of Rashi say? The Rabban shall call Yisrael. The Rabban called shall Yisrael, Rashi says, shtei ovois, no, there is no Rashi, there is no Rashi, vayta. Vayt Nigmar, Rabbi Lazda, Machaiva Talad, Makimava, Maikorle Ava, Maikorle Talada. Rabbi Eliezer says, Dovin Noira, Dovin Maif, Dovin Pella. What's all this noise over there? What's going on over there? Mamish, what are they taking apart the whole shoe? They have screwdrivers here, taking apart the shoe. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that says Yechayev and Atalad Makimav, Yechayev both. That's an incredible chiddush. He holds that if a person does an av and a talad, Yechayev too. So maybe if a person does hoitzah and achnasa, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Yechayev a double carbon chat. The person goes to shul back and forth, hoitzah achnasa, Yechayev for an av and a talad. So why is one called an av, one is called a tolada? There's no practical nafmin as far as punishment is concerned. The Gemara says, you're right, I have a new answer. You know what the answer is? Hach, the hav of mishkan chashiva, karolei av, hach, the loy hav mishkan chashiva, karolei av. Rashi, there is no Rashi. Vaita, inam, your third answer. Hach, the ksiva, whatever is written in the Torah explicitly, karolei av, hach, loy ksiva, karolei tolada. Whatever is not written in the Torah, but it's only a svara, it's called tilada. So this you have to know this. You walk away from today's daf. If someone stops you on the street tomorrow and he asks you, what's the chilek between an av and a tilada? Why is one melacha called an av and another melacha called a tilada? So you have to right away know three answers. Erish, the answer is that for an av and a tilada, they only chayv one carbon chatas. Answer number two, what's choshuv is. Choshev is an av, what's not choshev is a telada. Answer number three.
They're both bad equally?
Yes, so they're both. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer holds that a person does both an av and a telada is chayv too. He chayv for the av and he chayv for the telada. So what then is the chilek between the two? Why do we call one av, why do we call one telada? Because whatever is choshev, a choshev of Allah is called an av. Choytzos choshev. Going out into the street to go out, the telda gazach. They're going out, and surely you understand the meaning of this? But if you go out, going out is choshev, going in is not choshev, pili ploy. And the third answer is whatever is explicitly written in the Torah is called an av, whatever is not explicit in the Torah is called a lada. If the truth is you go and you ask different types of people, you know who they are, like Chaim Berliner, what would they say? They would say the second answer, whatever is choshev is called an av. Whatever is not choshev, it's law. That warms the heart of a chayim balin that answer. Right? That warms the heart. If you choshev, You want to go talk to people, a person, chayiv, not chayiv. You talk to nervous people, people who are not, OCD people. If you're chayiv, the briskers. This one, you're chayiv. Pot.
What I'm saying is, if you did both of these separately at two different times.
No, in one shot. No.
If you do it at two,
yes, absolutely. Absolutely, two different times. We do both basachas. So basically, it boils down to like this. A brisko likes the first answer. That if you do an avin et halod, he only chayiv one. If you do avin and avin and avi, chayiv two. Avin et halod, he only chayiv one. This is a technical din. It's tzvei dinim tege din. This is a brisko answer. The second answer for the chayiv berliners, who's choshev, who's the piece of garbage? And the third answer is, whatever it says, hechaksiva. Who's the hell that is? If it's written in the Torah, where?
The yakis.
If it says, what does it say? What does it say this? There's certain types of Jews. Show me where. Show me the makar. Show me where it is. Three different types of Jews. That's why we have three different reasons, because the Torah is koilel, Allah mentioned is koilel to everyone. Everyone can attach themselves to a different mahalach and learning. Right, next Gemara. V'ha'ad etnan. Azeg d'olam v'kos. The person told d'olam v'kos. So l'malam iti yitvachim k'zodeg b'avir. I'm sure no ma'aseh. Dab himself a shtender. Look at this. Unbelievable. Vaito the hod tnan a prazerik donamis berkaisal amalam yitvachim kizeg ba'avir lamatim tvachim kizeg barit. So here's the case. You have over here a paddleball court, and instead of using a bull, you use like something that sticks. They sell that in Toys R Us. Certain types of bulls, they stick to the wall. So you throw a ball. You throw a ball in the Rosh Hashanah. You have to go out to a real Rosh Hashanah. You throw a ball, and the ball you throw it at the wall, and it sticks to the wall. So if it sticks to the wall, lemalam yutzvachim potter, even though you are maver dalas, you maver dal amis, but since it never came to rest, it came to rest.
The Zrik itself, that should be a problem.
No, that's the chiddush. That's what says. Let's see. We're gonna see. Right. We're gonna see the lamis. But a person who throws dal amis, okay, so lemalam yutzvachim because of maver yipotter. But let's say it comes to rest on the wall, lemalam yutzvachim, then zayg ba'arim, and what's the law? The next one, the gemara, zayg ba'arim, dal amis is chayiv. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says the hodit nahan bakoisel kidemokilo the devela shmeina vinidbekis. Where do you have an object that sticks? A devela shmeina is sticky. A devela is a date. A date. Is that what a devela is? A date.
Yes.
A date that sticks. It's a shirach. If you go on a date and it's chemistry, it sticks. Then it's a shirach. Kizorek ba'avir. And let's say you go and you throw. Let's say because ba'avid potter. Why the loyd noch b'rishos rabim? The ain rishos rabim l'malam yasada. Over rishos ayachid nami loyd noch. He did not rest in the rishos ayachid. She in the makom suyim she yehi roch v'dalid. It did not rest. It's suspended. She in loyd noch b'rish akaisel ella b'fonav. It's resting. It's stuck against the wall. But let's say it's lower than 10 tefachim. Kizayik ba'aretz the avir rishos rabim hu v'chayif. Over here is a Peldig Rashi. Rashi over here is saying something. This Gemara Bechlal is saying, and if not for the Gemara and Rashi, you never think this is correct. If you throw something dalaramz and rishus sarabim, and it comes to rest lamatam yitvachim, even though taka it less than ten tefachim from the ground is a chiluk of the rishus sarabim. But where is the Maisa Hanocha? A Hanocha L'chore needs to come to rest on a horizontal surface that's 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim. If this object is stuck to the wall, even though the wall is less than 10 Tfachim from the ground, it has not come to rest on a horizontal surface that's 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim. So why then are you Chayiv?
You're saying if say, Zikis Go'aim, isn't it a Kol Shekein if it's on the wall?
No, that's the question. What if you need l'chor in order to be chayiv be maver dal and amis for Rishul Sarabim? There has to be an akira from a makar.
No, it's the zrik itself, the floating.
What zrik? Where do you get a zrik itself? There's no one that's a zrik itself. A zrich, a mahalich is coming.
It's on the three, maybe.
Even on the three, it has to come to rest. Where is the hanocha? It has to come to rest on a spot that's four tefachim. So where is hanocha? So if not for this gemara, you would say that there's no pasha and money going to be potter. You're going to be part because you don't have here anywhere a hanoch on the mock that's towards what we're talking. And over here, we're shus of lanafshu lehavi loy karmelis for mock mature. It's a garnish, it's not a karmelis on mock mature. Behold the noch, behold the noch. Beloy noch, beroy shay, shayehei, mekoy, beloy noch, because I'm going to give the Avi Rishayim, because I'm going to give the Avi who noch, behold the mechayiv. Period. Now Rashi here says, okay, you have to see this Rashi inside, because this Rashi is mamish the yisoid of the whole Gemara. Rashi here says a peladik azach to be mazv of this Gemara, and that is the yichayiv. Rashi says, you know why yichayiv? Because there's no din. Listen to this chiddush. Listen to this chiddush. Rashi is saying long this, and even the Brisker Rav couldn't say. Rashi is saying the reason why yichayiv is not because you need a hanoch in your rishus rabbi. You just have to make sure you're not doing a hanocha in another rishus. In order to be chayiv, here's such like the lumdis is so deep. In order to be chayiv for being doing a hanocha in a rishus harabim, you don't need it to rest in the rishus harabim. You just have to make sure that it's not resting
from its original place.
No, that's a poshta. Of course you need.
Right.
You have to make sure that it's not resting in a different rishus.
What do you mean? Rishus Sarabim.
No, but it's not. Here's the problem. But it's not resting in the rishus Sarabim. It's stuck to the wall. Sticking to the wall, Rashi is asking the kasha. That's not called a hanocha. A hanocha, by definition, means it's on a horizontal surface that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. In order for something to be called a karmelis, it has to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. In order for something to be called a rishus hayochid, it has to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. In order for something to be called a makom petur, it also needs of an area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. There are conditions. When is it called a rishus hayochid? When is it a rishus karmelis? When is it a makom petur? But they all have in common that it's a horizontal surface of 4 by 4. If this av, in order to be chayiv for doing a chanoch in the rishus rav, Rashi's mechadish and achidish, that is so shocking, I bet you people will be asked this, they don't know this, is it just cannot be resting in a rishus that is not, that it just has to make sure you're not resting in a different rishus. That's all you need. So when this thing is stuck to the wall, it's glued to the wall, question, is that a mokum, is it resting in the mokum petur?
Yes.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. A mokum petur needs 4 tefachim, the mokum petur needs a
surface.
It needs yes. A mokum petur is either above 10 tefachim.
Right, which is this.
No, it's not. Less, we're discussing the case now. Here's not listening over here.
Okay, fine.
We're discussing the case now where it's resting against the wall less than 10 tefachim. You throw an object against the wall, and it comes to rest in Dvela Shneina, it sticks to the wall in an area that's below 10 tefachim. Now, when it's below 10 tefachim, and it's sticking to the wall, is that called a Hanoch and a Mokin Petur? No. Because a Mokin Petur has to be above 10 tefachim.
I consider it's just
or rather. It has to be below 10 tefachim, and has to be less than 4 by 4. Is it resting below 10 tefachim on a horizontal surface? On a horizontal surface that's less than 4? No. So it's not resting in the Mokin Petur. Now, is it resting in the Carmelis? No. A Carmelis, by definition, needs that 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. And it has to be a Rishus that doesn't have 4 walls. So it's not resting in the Carmelis. Is it resting in the Rishus HaYachid? Definitely not. Because this is a Rishus HaRab, not HaYachid. So it's not a Rishus HaYachid. It's not a Carmelis. It's not a Mokin Petur. That's all you need. I don't need there to be
okay.
A din hanocha on a mokoim.
What happens if it hit the wall below 3 tefachim? Do we say love it rishus harabim?
Yes, if it's below 3 tefachim, then it's considered
to be resting
on the ground.
So don't you see this Timsa to say that the vertical is some sort of
but it has to be below 3 tefachim. Here it's not below 3 tefachim. Here it's above 3 tefachim. That's not the case over here. If you're in the case where it's below 3 tefachim, and you rather it's like resting on the floor, but it's not below 3 tefachim. The case here is going where it's above 3 tefachim, between 3 tefachim and 10 tefachim. And Rashi says a chiddush you've never heard before. This is such an incredible chiddush that should blow your mind. And in order to be chayiv, that's right, exactly, 100%. Rabbi Sholim, you mask him. What?
I'm asking.
That's an incredible chiddush. The din of the hanocha b'rishus harav just means that it should not be a rishus hayochid, not be a karmel, it's not a mokum pitur. And by default, oh, memela, you're in the rishus harabim. You don't need a real hanocha. As long as you stop moving, even though there's no real din hanocha, good enough. I mean, this is incredible. This is incredible. You can write a whole sefer on this chiddush. Look at Rashi says, Nachmal Rashi. Rashi says that the whole Gemara is a pella. Why, if you throw a Devela Shmena against in the Rishus Haram and it comes to sticking it in the wall below 10 Tefach Mechayiv? So Rashi says, because it came to Avi Rishus Haram Uvachayiv. It came to Avi Rishus Haram Uvachayiv Becholdu. It came to, it stopped in motion. Yechayiv. Mechayiv. Frekt Rashi. Why Yechayiv? Why Yechayiv? Where's the Hanacha? So Rashi says, I'll tell you the Lumbus. You know what the Lumbus is? Whoever said you need a Hanacha, all you need that it should not be a under the Rishus. Because it rested on the wall, on the horizontal surface, on the tip. If it rested on the horizontal surface, then it would be resting in the Makim Petur. If it would be resting with then it will be a Rishus HaYachal, a Karmelis. Here, Nishtahi Nishtaher, it's not a karmel, it's not a makim b'tur, it's not a rishus hayachid, it stopped moving, and until 10 tzvachim from the ground up is called a rishus harabim, die, dayenu. You awake? You hear the chiddush?
Yeah.
Vayit in the Gemara.
Bubbles, and they burst in the air, there's no end given enough because it doesn't.
Oh, the other thing, the new toy, the droids, drones.
Vaitor in the Gemara. This is a beautiful Gemara that we just learned here together. All of us remember this precious moment in the kitchen in the Rebbe Shmuel from the sink. Vaitor in the Gemara. Here we go. Next to the Gemara. Now, the Eretz Chayim, Dal Namas Chayim, back to the Gemara. Zorak Dal Namas, but Rishul Sram, that is the basic question. Now we're getting into the real Geshmaka stuff. A person throws Dal Namas, but Rishul Sram, Minol Namachayim. How do you know? What's the source? Well, show me chapter and verse that if you throw something in the Rishul Sram, Dal Namas, you're going to be Chayim. Where? We know the Yisod, you have to find the Makar in the building of the Mishkan. Omar Rebbe Yoshiya Shikin Orge Yuriyoi Zorkin Machateim Zelozeh. You hear Maisa? When they would weave the Yuriyois, they would throw the needle Zelozeh, and the Gemara is telling us that they did this in the Rishus Harabim. They made the Yuriyois for the Mishkan in the public thoroughfare. And they would throw needles to each other in part of the work. The Gemara is a Kash Orgin. If you're dealing with weaving and you take out the art school, Gemara, you go to the back and you go look at the Maisa Oreg, nowhere in the weaving process is there something called a needle. Weavers do not use needles. They just have the woof and the warp, the shesi, and the erif. They taught you in Yeshiva shesi, there are a lot of things they didn't teach you correctly. It's not the only thing. Vaita, so therefore, Elo Shekin Tarfe, I have to hold back because there's a big H over there. You see there's a big H? I know who that is. I don't know if he's listening. If he's not listening, then I can say, I would have said a lot of other things.
He's one keeps popping on?
I'm afraid he's listening, but I have to behave myself. I know, he's selling my shit in the morning. Elo Shekin Tarfe Yuyois, Tarfe Yuyois Zorkin Machatin Zelozeh, Ferdin Gemara. Argin machat in lamaluhu, elushkin arg toifre yurias. The sowers in the yurias of the Mishkan, not only did they weave the yurias, they also did sowing. Rashi, where did they sow? So Rashi says an incredible chiddush. The sowing was the masay roikein. Embroidery has the din of sowing. What was the embroidery? They made images. On one side was a lion, on the other side was a nesher. in the art scroll Mishkan book and the tabernacle book, they show you different images that appear on different sides of the Lewis. That was the Torvius. They would zork and machatin zelazeh. Frag the Gemara, how do you know they would have to throw the needles 4 amas? That's 6 feet. 6 feet is social distancing. Chaim Noy holds that Dalin Amos is 6 feet. It's the Makar for social. How do you know they had social distancing when they did the Yiriyos? The Dilma Gami Hadi Hadadi Yasu, the Gemara says, Matu Hadadi Bimachatin. If you sit next to your friend less than 6 feet apart, it's like you're sticking a needle into his body. You see over here, this is Mamash the Makar for social distancing, because 4 Amos is. We pass it like it's 6 feet, and if you're within 6 feet, you have a needle. It's like you're needling your chodah. Frag the Gemara, the Masech Arba Havayase. So they can't sit so close to each other. Whoever told them they must sit 4 amos. How do you know it has to be more than 4 amos? El Amrav Chusti, you're right. You're correct. Gerecht. That the people who would stitch, we have no proof. In Enoch and Ami, it's very probable that when they stitched the Urias, they sat less than Dalet Amos. So back to the question, whether we have a Makar to Dalet Amos, Elam Abchistah Shekin Orge Urias Rechim B'Buchir B'Uriah. We'll go back to the weavers. And when the weavers, they would throw the Buchir. The Buchir is the spool of thread. They throw it by Urias, so the Uriah was more than Dalet Amos. The width of the Uriah was more than Dalet Amos. What?
Five.
It was 5 hours. So you're saying very good, it was 5 hours, right? So therefore they would throw it back and go with. That's not called throwing. When they threw the buchyo, the spool of thread, they held at one end, they held on to the cord. It was attached. When you throw something, by definition, it means no strings attached. So here, it's not wireless. They're throwing it and there's a string attached. The niska basra, the last murder gazach. When the spool of thread gets to the very end, there's nothing left, and they throw the buchyar, there's nothing connecting the buch, because then the last thread goes out of the buchyar, and the buchyar falls onto the floor. There's nothing, the buchyar, it's no longer attached because the thread ran out. The last mash of thread on the buchyar, when you make that last show, that's when you get a hechatim of zurika. But when you're throwing the thread, you're throwing it in between the alternate. There are the even threads and the odd threads. And you have a mechanism where you separate the even from the odd through putting it into loops, and you lift up the even and you lower the odd. And now you have a hole, you have a tunnel where you can throw the buchyar to do the next stitch. But the area where you're throwing the buchyar is not called a reshus harabim. Since it's sheltered milamala milamata by the threads, it's a mokon petur. That's not called a tunnel. That's not called. It's not even in the street. V'chol mokon petur kozlo. So the Gemara says, you're right. We got a problem. You're right. So this is not a good answer. New answer. Elo shekin orge yirios zorkin bukyo lishoy alehen. If they have a friend who's also making yiria and he runs out of thread, she'elo. My friend, can you do me a favor? Can you please lend me your tool? Can you please lend me your thread? I don't have enough thread to make the next. Can you please? So he goes into his pouch and he pulls out a buchya, a spool of thread on the device, and he throws it across the room, across the Rosh Hashanah, to his friend who's doing the Zelmazach. That is where you have a Chetimsa of Chitza, of Zurika in by Mishkan. Shekem Zerkin Buchya Lishoy Alehen. The Dilma, why do you say they were so? Who says they were so far apart? The Dilma Gami Hadadi Haviyasei. The Gemara says no. Motu Hadadi Bechefes. They would bang into each other by the Chefes means Rashi says the edge of the garment. Chefes. We Rashi. Rashi Chefes. Chefes Chaluko. Go to the previous Rashi. Motu Hadadi Bechefes. Iga by Haviyasei Magin Yoder Shalzeb Shalzeb Besfas Hayir the edge. When they would spread out the chut of the erev. The erev is the thread that goes across, like the erev, that's the goal from the left, whoever. So in other words, based on whatever the exact details of the answer are, I do not know. We need really very, very detailed illustration. The point of the erev is that they did not sit too close to each other, too close to comfort. In order to properly to weave the real Yisr had to be a significant separation between one another, which demanded that they borrow from one another, and they would throw to the other across the room in order to get. How do you know? How, maybe they sat next to each other, but they arranged the way they wove the wheels in a haphazard way, in such a way where they were really close to each other, but they maneuvered their sitting position, they optimized the space. Can you bring in a computer programmer who optimizes how they can sit next to each other without banging into each other? That's what Vidil Moshal Kufi Hav Mishal Chafei. The Sufrektim another Kasha, the Sufi Shalai, Yamei Adadi. Do they really need to borrow? Does it mean that one person that was involved in making the Mishkan did not have enough supplies and he had to go schnorr from the friend? Can you do me a toiva? Can you please lend me a buchya, a spool of thread? But Vatane Luda, Luda were, who is Luda? Luda were Talmidei Chachamim. Over here on my Gemara, I have an Ois Gimel on the side that says Luda, but Lukuda Isa and Levi, Tani Levi. He said it's not Luda, it's Levi. There's a Tos Hadafum in our Gemara. Tos Hadafum. Shlemi will explain that to him another time. You'll explain it to him. Tos, you're right, Tos Hadafus. But we want to say it, there's a printer's error.
Oh.
So the print, we say the printer's error because
it's Shlemi, right? Of Shlemi, it's in Shlemi's Seifa here.
He always smiles. He sees such a big smile on his face when you say that joke every time. Over here, I skim over here, it says Levi. So it's a machlek, it says a chacham. Luda was a Talmud chacham. Ish, mimalachta sharhima oisim. It says ish. Why does the Torah repeat the word ish? To teach you mimalachtohu oisim. In oisim mimalachis chaviroi. That when they did the work, each person did on his own. There was no need for him to go into and shoot upon the space, the territory of his chaver. Vaita, v'su, furthermore, another kasha. Maverick, so basically the Gemara over here is stumped. The Gemara went through a whole bunch of very long, complicated lines to desperately find the Hechatimsa in the building of the Mishkan when they made the Rios where they would throw an object in the Rishus HaRabim, Dalit Amos. And the Gemara has failed to find the Hechatimsa. Another question, so we have another kash to ask you, what about Fimah throwing? What about the basic halacha of walking down the Amos and the Rishus HaRabim? Everyone knows that you go to the Shrabim, you go and you pick up something in the street, and you carry one of the Amos and the Shrabim, you chayif the Malacha Daraisa of the Mavir Dalit Amos. Where in the Beit of the Mishkan was there such a thing? Yesu, Mavir, Dalit Amos, the Rishus HaRabim, the Malam, the Mechayif Elimar says you're right. When everything is said and done, Elakol, Dalit Amos, the Rishus HaRabim, Gemara, Gimirullah, the bottom line is you're right. The laws of being Magir, Dalit Amos, Bereshus HaRabim, and Zrika B'Dal Mishrabim is all halacha l'moshe mitzina. It's not in the Torah. And I want to tell you now a vart that you never heard before, and all of the 10,000 daf yomi shiurim online that learned this daf, they didn't say this vart. And that is, why taka is it? Why, if all the lamed tes halachas can be found in the Mishkan, why did Hashem arrange such a zach that these melachas cannot be found? Why can Hashem make hechatimsa them in the Mishkan? They needed to be mavi dal ames bereshus harabim. They needed to be zerik dal ames bereshus harabim. Why? Why did the hashkocha work out that in the DNA of the binyan ha'olam that there is no ma makor the mavi dal ames bereshus harabim zerik dal ames bereshus harabim? And the only way we know this through halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. And the answer is because the whole machus of Shabbos Kodesh is Al Yetzi Ish Rimakoime Bayad Mashri. The whole Malchus of Shabbos is the Belayib in the Bayis. This is where Shabbos is. This is Shabbos. So the male, all the Malachas are done indoors, in the Makom of Shvisa. A Malacha whose entire essence is the Chutz, it cannot be in the Torah. Because that's not Shabbos. The Malchus of Shabbos is Shvisa. Uvenucho Yoimar. Shuva Hashem Yivazav Yisrael. It's in the bias. A malacha is in Gansin in the Rishus, the only malacha that's outside, it's outside of the container of Shabbos. So it can't be in the Mishkan, it can't be in the Koyrais of Shabbos Kodesh. It has to only be through Mesoira. It can't be found in a place in the Mishkan. You get the words?
Yeah.
You have a Sholim in Hillevard?
No.
Are you okay?
Yep. I'm there with you, my friend.
No?
Shlomi, what are you doing? I'm wearing a white shirt. What? Who told you to do that? What's going on over there? Oh, Shimon did that. Oh, I didn't have what's going on over here. Okay. We're a very colorful daf here. Shlomi, if Shaul Lehman, you missed the I'm all the funny, you should come, you should watch. We should watch this over here. You should come watch this over here. What's going on over here on the screen? If only you can see what's going on here, you wouldn't believe it. Your eyes would pop out. Vayitin the Gemara, new Gemara. Amar Yudam Shmuel, Mekoyeshesh, Mavir Amos. There was a Menshallah whose name was the Mekoyeshesh. The Mekoyeshesh, he was Machal Shabbos and he was put in prison.
Mekoyeshesh
was a basic guy? He was a person who was Machal Shabbos. They found the Mekoyeshesh. What?
Famous Koshesim guy?
Yeah, so what exactly did what was the Malacha? This is the Balvusta Gemara in Shas. This is everyone knows the Gemara. This is the most famous stuff in the Gan Shas. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mekoyeshesh. The Mekoyeshesh, what exactly did he do to be Chayav Misa? Maver Arba Amos Tereshul Svaram Hava. That's what he did. He was not Arba Amos Tereshul. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what the Halach is. Moshe had to consult with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, what do we do with this guy? Vostotzokta, what do we do with this guy? Do we throw him out of Yeshiva? Do we not throw him out of Yeshiva? What do we do with this guy? Right, we must need so
tall.
No, what? He was Chayiv Misa, they killed him, they stole him.
See, that says we had some Moshe, we know that it's an unfortunate possibility.
What? All it says was they found him, Koyshesh Eitzim. They did not know what, they put him in the Mishmar, they asked Hashem and Hashem said, take him out and stone him to death. What did he do? What did he do? He spoke Lashon Hara? What did he do? What did he do? What exactly was his Aveira? So the Gemara says we have a Mesorah that he doesn't say. We don't know what was Mesorah. He was Mavir, Arba Amois, but Rishus Ravah, but Masisa Tondish, Toilish Hava. He was Toilish. He plucked something out of the ground. Rav Achabar, Rav Yachabar, Ma'amir, he gathered. He gathered things together. Lamai Nafkamina, what difference is there with you? Mashayahoya, what difference is there? What do we have to do? The Torah, they warned him. The Torah is not a gossip.
Moshe didn't know what it was, but they warned him.
No, Moshe knew what the halacha was. Moshe did not know what the halacha was.
So what's he warning you about if you don't know the halacha?
What?
How can you warn somebody if you don't know the halacha?
I hear the question. I don't know. I don't know the answer. How? And if they didn't know, what the halacha was, how did they warn it? So the answer they warned him, it's a chil shabbos. All we know is it was a chil shabbos. I don't know. I don't know the answer. It's a very good question. So I don't know the answer. I don't know. Let's see. So the most lemanach min lechadrad lechadrad the amar rav motzosim megillas sisorim. I found a megillah that's a secret. Why is it called megillas sisorim? Because this the Chazal said. Because you're not allowed that this was the megillah was written at the time when you're not allowed to write. We all know that originally you're not allowed to write divrei Torah. We only write it today because of eis lasis. So this was before the time of eis lasis. People was osir, and because it was osir, it was written illegally. And they didn't destroy it, so they put it away in Geniza. And I found it in this Megillah Sassarim, Bey Rebbe Chiyah, V'chosel Bey, Issi Ben Yehuda, Oimer, Ovois Melochus, Arboim Chosra Achas, 39. V'yemason Kulim Neprensis, Kulim Melnechad, then
V'yemason
Kulim Melnechad, V'yemichayiv only, V'yemichayiv Alachas. V'yemichayiv Achfred, V'achas, V'yemichayiv one Melocha, V'suloi, V'yotnan, Ovois Melochus, Arboim Chosra Achas, V'yemichayiv one Melocha, V'yemichayiv one Melocha, number. Remember, Yochanan, Shri Masan Kulim Melnechad, Chayiv Kol Achas V'yachas, Eim in Chayiv Al Achas, man. We only have the most 38. This Megillas Sisorim, it says
in Dvar Ploim. If it's Esther, this is Misa.
Right, so Mechayiv 39. But in this Megillas Sisorim, it says Dvar Ploim. It says that the most you can Chayiv on Shabbos is 38. 38, not 39. That's what it says. The Megillas Sisorim. That's why it was a Megillas Sisorim. Maybe that's a little, because they put in Geniza. Because this Megillas Sisorim followed the Shita, that even though we have 39 Melachos, you only can be chayiv on 38 of them.
No, maybe it's not realistically possible.
No, it is realistically possible. It's not true. It is realistically, yes, you go to the Mishnah, you do it very, very quickly. You can pay less than 5 minutes. You set up a whole kit. You can buy a kit on Amazon to do all 39 malachs in one shot, to guarantee you. I have a kit. it takes mamash lus and it takes the same psuk the same one. You can be done with all three
lamalachos. It's the OTD gift kit?
The Einoi 30, but he, over here the person has all 39 on Shabbos, and most he can be chayiv 38 korbanos. Why? Because there's one malacha that is nochi of Misa, there's only a lois haseh. Lashes, not. You know why?
Which one is it?
Why? Because the Chazal wanted to give the wife Einik Shabbos. Before they kill him, before he's Chayiv Chayiv, at least one he gets Malkus, so the wife can give him the Malkus at least once. If he had only all 39, Chayiv 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 Chas, and the wife gets no Hana. This way, one is Malkus, the Malkus, that's for the wife. Chayiv, Einik Chayiv Alachas, and Rabbi Yehuda, Einik Chayiv Alachas. So you're not Chayiv on him. Which one? So Rabbi Yehuda, Pshidulay, the Mavir, Chayiv, Chayiv. Oh, so that's what we want to be Mavar. When he says that the Mekoshesh, who was executed, the malacha that he did was being maver dalid amas. So you can be certain that being maver dalid amas is not the malacha that you potter for. Umasnis pshitle de toilet chayiv. Rav Acha bar Yaakov pshitle de dima amer chayiv. Mar sava ho mias lo misafka. Mar sava ho mias lo misafka. In other words, it was a very big mystery. Everyone, this was the entertainment of the day. Everyone was trying to figure out from the 39 malachas which malacha is this Megillah Sisarim. Megillah Sisarim is, we don't pass like this, but in this Megillah Sisarim, in this tradition, there's one malacha you're not chayiv for. And no one can figure out which malacha is the malacha when there's no chayiv misa. Not Mahir. So no one knew which malacha is Yipata. So the only way we can figure out which malacha is Yipata is by the process of elimination. So we have to eliminate which malachas you are definitely chayiv. You definitely, so look at the Mekoshesh. Mekoshesh, go through the gods called Herkula. Go study the entire Tanakh and show examples of people that died for the aveir of Chil Shabbos. Figure out what malacha they did, and then you'll know that that malacha cannot be the malacha. And then by process of elimination, you'll figure out which malacha, the malacha which you're going to be potter for. So over here, we're going to, the starting point is the Mekoshesh. The Mekoshesh was Chil Shabbos, and he died. So obviously, whatever he did is not going to be the candidate for which you're going to be potter for Misa, and by extension, potter for Karban Chatos. So let's start with the Mekoshesh. So we have three opinions. What did the Mekoshesh do? And whatever he did, certainly that's not going to be the example for which you're going to be potter for. Weiter in the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Mekoshesh, Zehus, Mekoshesh. Said Slavchot, there's the Tata of the five girls, the Benoi Slavchot, Noya, Milka, what was the name? What?
Who was Benoi Slavchot's father?
Slavchot. Who was what? What? Slavchot had five daughters.
What
he had five daughters. That's why he went to Kiddush Hashem to make Shaduchim to go and marry your five daughters. You can go Meshuggah. That's exactly what happened. He went Meshuggah, he had five daughters, no sons. How are you going to marry your five daughters?
Imagine if five girls and not one of them was a Bas Talmud Chacham. Okay, so he had five daughters, and he had no land.
They found the man, and said the drush, Avinu Meisba Midbar. We make a Gereshava by Midbar. Just like the Malhal and Salafchad, it says that there was Benois Avinu Meis by Midbar. It says that they found the men doing an Aveir, that it says by Midbar. So Malhal and Salafchad, that was Benois Salafchad, the second Pasik. Avinu Meis by Midbar is Benois Salafchad. So to the other Pasik, it's Mid Salafchad, Afghan Salafchad. Divre Rebbe Akiva, Omler, Rebbe Yehuda, Mr. Akiva, Benach Ato, Ostilitin Esadim. You're going to go, you know where. Why? Im kidvarcha, Murtika Gemara over here. Losh and Hara, how can Megalosh or Im kidvarcha, Hatayda Chisatu, Viatam Megalo Isai? What business do you have revealing who the sinner was? The Torah is not in the business of revealing secrets. Okay, there's a Murtika Zachavi when it comes to the tabloids.
Yes.
What business do they have revealing information, private information? No one's business. The Torah did not tell us the person, so what business do you have revealing that the one that did the Avir, the Mekoshesh? You're putting a name on the person. V'imlav, let's say you're wrong. Who says you're right? V'imlav atam moitzi laz al oisat tzaddik. So then the Slavchot, he died out of natural causes. They're not because he was executed. Therefore, you're saying a lie. So therefore, what business do you have telling us who was the one, who was the Mekoshesh? The Ella ha-gomar gezerushava. Oh, we have a gezerushava. The Gemara says, no, it's not. Gezerushava lo-gemar. Ella. There is no Gzeir Shava. In other words, we could say that there is no Gzeir Shava. Ela mehachahav. So back with the kasha. So back with the kasha, who then? Who then was the mekoshesh? The answer is, elam hecha hava, miviapilu hava. The mekoshesh were from the people who, yapilu, what's a good translation for yapilu? Vayapilu, you have a good translation? La'alois. This is the maisa, we're after the miraglin. What do you do?
Okay.
Go
to the latrine?
To loo.
What?
He has to go out now. Claustrophobic. Can't sit near you.
I can't see where he is.
You want to go follow him where he is? You want to take the computer in there?
The room besides you. I don't know where the room is. I can't imagine where the room is. Where's Shimon sitting? I don't know where Shimon's sitting.
Shimon is no longer in the room. He has left the room.
Can you pan the camera so I can see what
Shimon
normally sits?
Here is, you see the door? That door goes to the back wall of the shul. And here is the other door, which behind me, which goes towards the front of the shul.
Where does Yitzchok go in and out?
What?
Where does Yitzchok go in and out?
Here, this door.
Is he here today?
They're throwing him out of the shul. They're working on getting him out of here. A fine fruchtel. I shouldn't talk to him. He might be here. Weiter. They were defiant.
They defiantly ascended to the mountain.
So what was the mice? What was the mice of the Apil? The mice of the Apil was what? We're Meraglim. The Chet HaMeraglim, yeah? The Meraglim, they were told that you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. You said Lashon Hara. So Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, you're going to die. You're all going to die in the desert because you were defiant. You were defiant against the Ribbono Shel Olam. And what happened? The people, they said, no, we're not, we have Charata. And we're going to go right away. And Moshe said to them, too little, too late. Don't you dare go. Hashem is not at your side. You're not going to be successful. Don't go. And they were defiant and they went. So the Gemara here says now, so most of the Maskana, the people over here, when it says over here that the Mekoshesh was one of the people who was from the Apilu. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, the Mekoshesh, let's clarify over here. According to this Mandiyama, we do not know who the Mekoshesh is.
The Avera of going to fight a Mali was less than the
Avera
of
Kilo Shabbos. What? The Gemara's Maskan is that according to this man, the Mekoshesh, we do not know who the Mekoshesh is. The Mekoshesh is a mystery. Who is the Mekoshesh? The Torah was Mechas, the Torah hid the identity of the Mekoshesh because the Torah does not want us to know who the Mekoshesh is. Wow. Now, what about Benois Slavchot? The daughters of Tzlofchot said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Avinu meis b'midbar. Why did he die? What did he do to die? So what was your kasha, Shlomi? Maybe he died because every year, 22,000 people died, right? Something like that? Every year after the Chirav. So in the fact that they specify that he died for something different, Avinu meis b'midbar indicates that he did a special avera which he deserved to die special.
They didn't say he was killed. They said he died.
Well, every year they dug their graves on Tisha B'Av. Every year, everyone dug their graves on Tisha B'Av, and some did not come up. So, why wasn't he part of that group? Maybe it was too early. I don't know the answer. The simple answer is. Well, the Rashi really answers the question. Let's keep the Chet Mace. I know that's the answer. It's explicit. Be'ezay Chet Mace, the Sivki Bechet Oymeis, which indicates that he died from a specific sin. He did not die from the general sin of rebelling and not wanting to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Chet HaMeraglim. The daughters of Tzlofchad said to Moshe Rabbeinu, our father died. He died Bechetoy. He did not die because of the Meraglim. What was the Chet? According to the first man, the Omar, he was the Mekoshesh. The other second mandam says, how dare you say that? If the Torah did not tell us that, you have no way of knowing that to be correct. It might very well be that he did not die, but he was not the Mekoshesh. And if he was not the Mekoshesh, he might see Laz on the Tzaddik. Oh, but it says he did an Avera. So there is one other aver that we find in the Pesukim, and that is the chait of vayapilu, defiancy. It was defined after the chait of Meragla. Hashem said, "You're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael," and these good people said, "We're going to go." And Moshe said, "Hashem is not with you. Do not rebel." They did not listen. They were defiant and they were killed. Next sugya, vayikayetzim leratoyim there, vayichar af Hashem, Rav Heshi. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to the Daf. We're on Daf Tzadi. Zayin Omid Aleph. Zayin Omid Aleph. Og now. We're up Daf Tzadi. Zayin Omid Aleph. We're three lines from the top. Okay, one second, please. Okay. Rav Heshi Ogenbaum, welcome to our Shir. On the left. He left. Gone. Another loss. And the only losses. No gains. Weiter. We have the Or HaMeir, Rabbi Sholim in Shlita, the Goin HaGodol VaHanayra, the Or HaTorah, Esther Yirakrak Hava. Esther was Yirakrak. What is in Yirakrak? It was green. What's pshat? Esther did not want to turn on the video. She only wanted to dial into the Zoom share. That's why Chazal say Esther Yirakrak Hava. Isn't that a good vart?
She was in the green room getting ready.
Look what you see over here. When you dial in and you unmute yourself and you're green, there's a green image. Esther Yirakrak Hava. She was a tsunua. Tsunua, she didn't want to turn on the video in Zoom. She only called in, so she was green. It's Lord of Art. Unbelievable art. Vaita. Kayoitse Badova Ato Oimer Vayicha Vashem Bama Vayilach. And Moshe, Hashem got angry.
Better.
You want a battery?
No, I want the piece.
Oh, you want the piece? I want the piece. There you come. Badova Ato Oimer Vayich Rav Hashem Bama Vayilach Melamed Sha'af Aroin Nitztora. Aroin. This week's parasha. Unbelievable. Pili Ploim, Luke's parish, this week it says that Hashem got angry at Miriam. Vayich Af Hashem Bam against both of them. Miriam was one who spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, and who had to suffer. Not only did Miriam, for speaking Lashon Hara, suffer, even Aaron had to suffer. Bam. Melame Sha'af Aroi Nitztara. Devre Rebbe Akiva. How do you know that? You're making up things. Oh my Lord, Rabbi Yehuda ben Sira Akiva ben Yechav Ata Osli Tenes Adin Im Ki Dvar Chol Hatar Kisatu Viata Begalo Soi Vim Lav Ata Motzi Lazal Zot Tzadik. Oh, Vialok Sivbom. The Gemara says that he ben Zifa Ba'Oma. All that Hashem got angry. Just because Hashem got angry does not necessarily mean that Aaron actually had Saras. He suffered. Tani Kavan Diyam Avar Nitzadah. We have Bryce Tzfakir. He talked like Rabbi Yehuda. He got Saras. Til Siva Yifin Aharon El Miriam Vinei Saras. Tana, what's the word vayifen? Why is there vayifen? What's the ifen for Tana? Shapana mitzaratoi. That he turned away from his saras and he discovered that someone else is still sick. That the actual vayifen is coming to teach that he a refuah, some murder gezach. You see over here murder before, that the word vayifen is a word that is used in reference to healing. When a person recovers from an illness, it's called vayifen. He was vayifen from his saras, and Miriam was still suffering. Was still suffering.
Where is it?
Vayifen. I don't know. Amrei Shlokish. Hachoyshei bichshedim loike biguf. If you suspect an innocent man, you get malchus. You get punished. Dechsev, there's corporeal suffering, punishment. Dechsev, vehein lo yamin li Moshe Rabbeinu was choyshei the klal Yisrael. You'd always say that the Klal Yisrael, the Nav Minsk Rebbe. He always used to say the Klal Yisrael. He never said Klal Yisrael. He said the Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael. Vehein lo yaminu li. Moshe Rabbeinu accused the Klal Yisrael. He accused them, and they don't believe me. The Galdi kame kudshu brichu de mehame Yisrael nishkerecht. The Klal Yisrael is a maimon. So Moshe yurchoy shei bikshedim, and Moshe had to suffer. He's like the gufay. What's the gufay? Moshe got saras. Amalai hein maminim, b'nei maminim. They're believers. The one that's not the believer is you, Moshe. When I told you hit the rock, I told you speak to the rock, and you hit the rock, it showed that you're not the believer. V'ata, you're the one in tzechol ha'amin. Hein maminim dosev v'ayamein ha'am. B'nei maminim v'hemin ba'ashem. This is a murder gevar. They're not the same people. This is a murder gevar. This kedai to come tonight to learn these words over here. Because you never know this from any. If you listen to Gemara, when it says vayam, what's vayam in om? Vayam is a pillar. It's mamash a pillar. What it says over here. If not for this Gemara, you would never say this. It says here when they came to Kriyas Yamsuf. I'm sorry. Vayam in vehemin ba'ashem. No. I made a mistake. I take it back. The heaven by Hashem is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu by the bris ben habisarim. Hashem said Avraham Avinu them that you're going to have a child. His name is going to be Yitzchak. And Avraham Avinu said the heaven by Hashem vayachshir lo tzedaka. Avraham Avinu is enikloch. Many years later, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to them and said pokoid pokati eschem, the pasuk says vayamehnu on. So klal Yisrael are b'nei ma'amin, they are ma'aminim, they said v'hemen v'yamein ha'am, they are b'nei ma'aminim of Avinu, who's the one who said him Hashem. Ata, you Moshe, you got a problem. Ein tzevchol l'hamin, d'shnema v'yan k'lohem manten bi, I told you to speak to the rock, you did not believe me, hit the rock. My d'loka, how did Moshe was smitten? With tzaratz, and said, v'as ha'im Hashem loy, oid ho'vina yodcha b'chekecha. When he went to Moshe, to Paro, he was told to put his hand into his jacket, into his shirt, and he that's the last. Amar Rava, v'itayim, Rabbi Yosef v'chanina, midi peronis. When Hashem reward comes swifter than punishment. The ilu minas peronis k'siv v'yotzia. Moshe took his hand out of his chest, and immediately v'hineh yodim mitzaras. When it comes to put on the bed v'yotzia, he took it out. Then v'hineh yodim mitzaras kasholik. So it first turned into tzaras after it was fully out. It says by the good he took out, it says an extra word mechekoi already when it was in the chek, it already turned to it was healed. Mechekoi with the shavu kibsaroi. Vayiv lemat anes matayzav amelozer a neis b'sechneis. It was a neis b'sechneis. What's this neis? That the mate arbon was a shvacha. Was a shvacha. And their matos was aggressive. And the second is was that it didn't get thicker. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains it's not so pasha what this means. Machlokes Rishayim what this means. Rashi here says, what is the neis besoich neis? Where is the Rashi? It's the last wide line all the way on top. It's the last wide laachar shechozar v'nase mate bilaon. So in other words, it was snakes. Moshe Rabbeinu had in his possession a snake. Moshe turned, his mate turned into a snake. And then the Egyptians threw down their sticks, and their sticks turned into snakes. So everyone has snakes.
Turned back into a
snakes.
Stick
Moshe has a stick. He throws it on the ground, turns into a snake. Pharaoh says, you do the Zelbazach. So all of the Egyptians, they threw down their stick, and their stick turned into snakes. Then if Ayivle Mate Aharoin es Matoisim. So what does that mean? It means first Moshe's Mate turned back to a Mate. And then it swallowed the snakes. La Acha Shechoza Menase Mate, then Bilon. The Loiki Shehutani. What? It would have been a single nace.
But you're saying it wasn't Moshe's stick, it was Aaron's stick.
Aaron's stick. Okay, fine. It's Zobazach.
That's why. There's a problem with Akaches Hamate, Hamate of Oil Mine, Lefnei Hashem. Which stick is it? Is it Moshe's stick? Is it Aaron's stick? It's a whole Torah on
that. Moshe has his own stick also? Moshe has his own stick also? No.
No, Moshe has his own mat, two mats. Moshe has his own different
mat. Didn't one come from Adam?
Yeah, the Midrashim. Yaakov's mat. Alright. I'm so tired.
And then...